For 12 years, the struggling city of Chester, Pennsylvania, just outside Philadelphia, has had no supermarket. So in 2014, a local food bank set up a nonprofit grocery store in that city. Did it work? Here's Laura Benchoff of Here and Now contributor WHYY.
2.5 years ago, the Fair and Square supermarket opened to much fanfare. Chester is an old manufacturing city, just down the Delaware River from Philadelphia, where high poverty and high rates of violent crime are common. Before Fair and Square, people here had to leave the city to buy fresh food. In town, the alternative was to buy mostly processed food at corner stores. The market's produce manager, Nate Sumpter, says at first, customers didn't like much of the selection on the shelves.
Watercress, lettuce, that didn't sell too well. Leeks, that didn't go over well. Rutabagas, parsnips, that didn't go over well.
Fair and Square is laid out like an upscale grocery store. There are fresh fruits and vegetables front and center, a wall of frozen food, and a stocked deli case. The nonprofit's mission is to make the community healthier, says operations manager Mike Basher. But it doesn't mean it's a junk food-free zone.
We want to have all kinds of healthy stuff, you know, so when you come in, you're like, wow, what's all this? Plus what they're used to seeing.
To attract and keep customers, Basher and his crew started tinkering with their stock. They cleared away products that weren't selling and replaced them with things customers asked for, like more Latin American and Caribbean foods.
Like, this is a batata. It's like a potato. It's a starch. And things like mangoes, coconuts, green bananas, which are more used for cooking.
On a recent visit, a lot of people in Fair and Square's checkout line bought both packaged and fresh foods. Chocolate milk and sugary cereal slid over the scanner, along with fresh meat and bagged lettuce. But research now shows just putting healthier food on shelves doesn't guarantee customers will buy it. Ann Palmer, a food researcher at Johns Hopkins University, says that's especially true if people are worried about spending scarce dollars on something their family won't eat.
If you're on a budget, you aren't necessarily purchasing food with the intent of improving your health. You're purchasing food to satisfy hunger, and that means you might have like a lower risk level of, you know, trying new foods.
Fair and Square has been playing with ways to get customers to fill more of their carts with healthy food. Shoppers who sign up for a free membership card get money back on every bill. They also get credits when they buy fruits and vegetables. Whether they choose to buy broccoli or cinnamon buns, Fair and Square shoppers say they're grateful to have a choice in Chester. Chris and Kaisha Smith, a young married couple, say they come to Fair and Square a couple of times a week now.
They got everything.
Chicken,
steak, stuff like that. What's up, bro? They the best, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Chester isn't a food desert anymore, but Fair and Square needs to attract more loyal customers like the Smiths to survive. The supermarket needs to grow its sales by another 20% just to break even. For now, it's subsidized by its parent company, the food bank Philabundance. In recent years, Chester has seen both a deep discount grocery store and a members-only food co-op come and go. The folks behind Fair and Square hope they've found a sweet spot that's viable somewhere in the middle. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benchoff.